The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, with everyone being on their phones and online these days, it can be apparently hard to make meaningful connections in person and without relying on alcohol. Well, my next guest has founded a group which allows people to do exactly that, meet people without any booze involved, new people, make friends. Mila Gratzer is her name and she's with me in studio. Mila, a pleasure and thanks a million for joining us. What are the Sunflower Sessions?
So Sunflower Sessions is a night out in Dublin that does not revolve around drinking. Me and my best friend created Sunflower Sessions after we finished college and we felt really lonely and we felt like the only way to meet people was in a pub and there wasn't really any settings for us to meet people. So we created these nights out which encompasses yoga and live music and basically it showcases all of the great things from Irish musicians. And then it also brings that element of wellness into it, which is obviously really important, especially for young people in Ireland to keep being mindful and look after themselves and find that balance between fun and wellness. And that's completely everything that we're about, is that finding that balance.
Okay. So listen, we'll talk about what's involved when you go along in a moment, but bring me back to that feeling post-college.
Yeah.
Like, were you working? What was going on in your life? Were you living somewhere new? Describe that for me.
So finished college. College, the last year or so was back in physical college, but 2 years of that experience was during COVID. So coming into final year of college and having not really met anybody in your course and not really finding your place. And then I finished college, KK finished college as well. We're in different courses, but we went traveling together and we met so many amazing people. We felt like we built communities everywhere we went whenever we were traveling. And then coming home, it was like that was completely wiped away. And I think, you know, there's a lot to be said for people emigrating out of Ireland and like you're losing quite a lot of the culture in Ireland and losing a lot of your friends as well to emigration. And with that, like that loneliness feeling of not really knowing where you fit in anymore. Whenever you're in school, your whole life really up until finishing college, you're surrounded by people who always have something in common with you. And then for your first time in life, you don't really have anything in common with people that you're passing on the street and you don't have a thing to start a conversation about or like basically you don't have that immediate first connection. And we really, really wanted to provide a space for people to have connections with people.
And was the sense you had that in order to create that connection, you had to just do the kind of tried and trusted thing of just going on a night out, kind of meeting people, was it?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, in Ireland, everything really does, unfortunately, revolve around drinking. And you do meet people. There's absolutely, and I think going out is fantastic. I love going out. But, you know, it is a lot of impersonal connections. You can meet somebody and their best friends on a night out, and then you add each other on Instagram, and then you never speak to them again. And, like, it feels like in the moment, it's like, oh, this is amazing. And then afterwards, it's kind of unfulfilling. You're lacking, like, that really personal experience of like making a genuine connection with somebody.
And how was Sunflower Sessions born out of that? Like what was the ambition? Or and we know what the kind of the broad ambition was to help try and make these connections, I guess. But what did you envision when you got it going?
Honestly, we didn't envision like anything like it is now. Basically, so I'm a yoga teacher and KK is a musician. And generally speaking, a lot of yoga classes are quite strict and, you know, a little bit like, you know, you go into your yoga class and you leave, you don't really get to meet people. And then gigs, live music gigs are always kind of in pubs and stuff. And myself and KK would have been doing like elements of Sunflower Sessions in our own houses. So I'd do a yoga class in my house, friends would come over, they'd really enjoy it. KK would play some music and they'd really enjoy it. And then it would be like, oh, actually, you know, people like this and they enjoy it. Let's just run an event and see if people more people enjoy it. And they absolutely did. And we had no vision of it being what it is now. It was very much like born out of our passion and something that we just wanted to do for ourselves, really, that turned into something that then we could do and provide for so many other people.
And when people come along, are there many people who are coming along on their own with the ambition to make connections, or are there kind of ready-made groups there, or how is it?
Such a mix, but there's a lot of people who come on their own, and like there's been some amazing stories of like people who like one of their friends couldn't go, so they post on they ask us to post for them saying, hey, there's a free ticket available. And then two people that don't know each other will end up going together and literally leave being best friends. And like, you see such lovely things happening, like lovely groups forming and friendships being created. We've got a guest book and people write in our guest book. And like, some lovely things that people have said is this specific girl said, I've just moved to Ireland and coming to this event and meeting the people at this event have made me realize that I've made the right decision. Thank you so much. You know, and that to us is like, okay, yeah, people, this is actually doing what we wanted to do. It's allowing people to really find their place and to build their own kind of community within it.
And can you imagine, you know, the rates of consumption of alcohol in Ireland are kind of on a downward trend. Do you imagine that there'd be a greater space for the likes of the service you provide, not just yours, but others as well in the years to come?
Say that again?
Do you suspect that as those rates of alcohol consumption, if they keep going down, that there'll be a greater space for these types of things, you know, and not just necessarily Sunflower Sessions, but others like it, kind of non-alcohol based ways of meeting people?
100%, absolutely. Like, you know, with people being more interested in going to run clubs and saunas and sea swims and yoga classes and everything in between, there is such a rise in people caring more about, I think they're caring about their physical body, they're caring about their mental health, and they're caring about everything. They're just caring about themselves more and wanting to probably socialize without being drunk.
Yeah.
And there's definitely, like, this is going to continue. This is a trend that's going to keep continuing. People are drinking less and less. I see it everywhere I go. People are drinking less. So 100%.
Have you made many friends out of Sunflower Sessions?
So many friends. I've really made so many friends out of Sunflower Sessions. And also not only making so many friends through Sunflower Sessions, but actually making so many friends through social media. And then that being a friend through Sunflower Sessions, so like making connections with people that have contacted us, and then we end up doing a collaboration together, and then we've got a best friend, and it's like really, really, really lovely. Such amazing people, very like-minded people who come to Sunflower Sessions, and like, yeah, it's a great place to make friends.
And if people want to find out more,
you can find us on social media at Sunflower Sessions _ on Instagram and TikTok.
Nice and easy. Mila Gratzer. Mila, thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.